This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least 31 states and tens of millions of Americans under advisories about a brutal winter storm that's pounding the Midwest heading into the Northeast. It's going to be followed by dangerous wind chills in some spots as low as minus 55. Louisiana officials say the suspect connected to a killing spree near Baton Rouge is in custody. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio arrested Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia. Allegedly shot and killed his parents before killing three other people at two different sites in Louisiana on Saturday. Today marks a tragic anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. It exploded a minute 13 seconds after liftoff 33 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard were killed, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Retired NBC newsman Tom Brokaw apologizing for offending some Hispanics with statements made on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. The former NBC Nightly News anchor was discussing the growing cultural and political influence of Hispanics and said many Republicans see them as a group that will come here and become Democrats, while others are afraid of intermarriage and having brown grandbabies. He also said Hispanics should work harder at assimilation to make sure their kids learn English. Backlash was swift on social media, and later Sunday, Brokaw took to Twitter with an apology saying, quote, "I feel terrible as part of my comments on Hispanics offended some members of that proud culture." An FBI investigation reportedly underway into if R&B singer R. Kelly flew an underage girl across country to have sex with her. The parents of a woman named Azriel Clary claiming in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly that he booked a flight for her to fly from California to Florida in 2015 when she was just 17 years of age. Kelly's attorney says he did not violate any laws. The 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, high on black Black Panther, the superhero film scoring best performance by a cast in a motion picture last night, the show's top honor. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the silent majority to speak up, okay? You cannot remain silent any longer if we're going to get this country back on track. It requires all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in. I am Bill Martinez, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And with us right now is National Immigration Analyst Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Hey, always great to have you here to keep, this topic front and center, as if it's not, because what it all comes down to, Maria, the closure of our government hinges on this issue of illegal immigrants coming into our country, murdering our citizens, and, breaking the law. And, are we going to be a nation of laws or a nation of lawbreakers?
Right. And you think that this would be fairly easy for our legislators to figure out, and again, I like your introduction there where you said that we have to be active, and that's exactly what we have to do. But evidently, they don't mind foreigners invading our country, although we have a big front door and causing these crimes. And obviously our own legislators don't mind for America's children to be murdered and killed, tortured by illegal aliens.
Kind of amazing, when you think about it, because, the Democrats supposedly have been the champions, for Hispanics and minorities. But it is the very same that are most affected. And that are the most vulnerable because, gang members like MS-13, it's not like they're hanging out in, Beverly Hills. They're hanging out in the, in these immigrant communities. And you've got many immigrants here who are living by the law. They're law abiding. They're here, through the legal process. And they're the ones being attacked. And, I just wonder if they even understand and realize that it is the very Democrats who are claiming to be champions are the ones that are hanging them out there to dry.
Oh, exactly. If we can't have safe communities and where our children can, go and learn, instead they're sitting right next to our children. And, their upbringing is completely different. And you're right. I think they have been regular, average Americans, Hispanics, and all have been abandoned by the entire Democratic Party.
Right. And the thing that galls me is they want to sit there and argue over what the definition of a wall is, if it's a wall, a barrier, and the silly stuff they come up with. And I mean, these are supposedly educated people, legislators themselves. You hear them talk, Maria, on television. You go, Well, what are you thinking? You think Donald Trump's only, you know, that his administration and all the experts he's got working on this are only thinking about, you know, a barrier? Of course it's comprehensive. Of course it involves all the current technology that's around. You know, we've got some smart people in this administration. But, you know, they want to tangle this up and act as if, you know, it's like some brilliant soundbite they come up with. Like, boy, you're lucky I'm here, because if I wasn't here, you wouldn't have thought about using drones. You wouldn't consider using modern technology. Is like, what? You're an idiot. Sit down.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been along the southern border there and on a night watch, which is going out in the middle of night with the Texas Board of Volunteers and just observing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we were out there in the middle of night, you know, there were drones flying up above. And guess what? Then the Border Patrol came over to that area. And, you know, we were told that there were a group of so many coming our way.
Right.
And we know we saw these, you know, illegal aliens in 60 miles north of the border now.
Wow.
You know, Bill.
Yeah.
And look, could see them through night vision, and they were carrying backpacks. You know, presumably they were loaded with drugs. And, you know, the Border Patrol never caught them, so it's very difficult to even, you know, try and catch these individuals. Plus, they're placed in a very dangerous situation. And so that's why we can't compromise on the wall. We cannot compromise on preventing Americans being killed by people who shouldn't be here in the first place.
Right.
And that these legislators, if they think they're so bright, you know, why aren't they listening to those on the ground?
Exactly.
Frontliners, border agents. You know, Brandon Judd, Hector Garza, Paul Perez, Chief Padilla, all of them. They know exactly what's going on at the border, but yet they continue to ignore the agents who are the most knowledgeable.
You know, and to your point here, you mentioned you went to the border. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party, we're going to be talking in just a moment. She was at the border here recently as well. You know, my question is, with these politicians, these senators and congressmen, how many of them have been to the border?
Right. How many of them have actually
field trip? Oh. Hey, how about a field trip? Instead of Nancy Pelosi, you know, getting a military transport, how about taking her family and her posse down to the border? And, you know, and maybe we'll have a drink wagon there, because that seems to be important to her whenever she travels. She's got, you know, got to have all the right mix of cocktails. So maybe we'll set something up there and her posse can go down there and check it out firsthand and listen, you know, although every time, and this is what, again, really upsets me about this whole deal, Maria. I mean, the fact that this government is closed, people are suffering, people continue to suffer, people are dying because of this idiotic, ridiculous, you know, and stubborn attitude about fixing a problem that is right in front of them. It's not that difficult to get to yes, but, you know, if you want to be stubborn and, you know, and just not, and unyielding, you know, this is what you get. And, you know, President Trump brought it out really clear when he asked Nancy Pelosi. He says, okay, let's just say I open the government. Can we talk in 30 days and you'll be able to fund me, you know, give me funds for the wall? She goes, no, nothing. Well, negotiation over. I mean, there's no negotiation. There's no purpose here.
It's obvious they don't want to secure that border. They want to for drugs to continue flooding into our country. They want these illegal aliens to come in and vote Democratic. They don't care that these MS-13 gang memberships are escalating and the crime hugely escalating and that they're killing our children.
Exactly.
They don't care about that. That's one trip that I would mind as a taxpayer paying for her to come to the border and look at this. You know, we've been at this for, this will be our 10th year, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly to say that we can't even keep up with all of the killings and people reaching out to us, you know, wanting to, for us to memorialize their loved ones.
You know, it's such a heartbreak, Maria. I mean,
terrible,
you can only imagine, you know, what these families are going through. We just went through another holiday, and their loved ones, there's an empty chair right there at the dinner table. And it's, you know, holiday events. Someone in their family is missing. They are separated from their family forever. Forever.
Forever, yes. And our own American representatives cannot even champion and take take up the torch to protect our American children. That's really sad, and they should be fired. I wish, Bill, that we could fire them on the spot instead of having to wait for the next election cycle.
Well, the people need to understand what's going on, number one. Number two, they need to remember what they've been, you know, what's been done to them in the name of a party and a partisan interest instead of an American interest. That's what this is all about. It is for what makes us unified, e pluribus unum. It is the greater cause and the greater idea. We've got more from Maria Espinosa right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez.
Philadelphia. That's one thing you can be sure of. God is always on the move, okay? It's not just because all of a sudden you're seeing God moving here. I mean, because what all this comes down to, and we've had this discussion many times on the show, because we do address, you know, the core issue here, the most important thing, and that is that what is happening in our government today is a spiritual issue. This is a battle between good and evil. Think you not, all right? And so if you're looking, you know, to Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi for the answer, let me give you a shortcut here. They're not the answer, all right? It's the people, and it's the people getting in, getting connected to God and what God's intent in all this is, you know, immigration, you know, what is going on, how, you know, that we want to be fair-minded, that, you know, in light of all the fake news flying around, you saw what has been going on with this Covington High School situation. I mean, if you have a worldview and a perception that that high school junior was being disrespectful to the Native American, you know, that's your perception. And just as well as others that look at that and say, wow, this young man exercised an incredible amount of restraint. And if you were there, how would you have responded? You know, Maria, they've really blown this thing out of whack, but this is the country that we live in today. This is why I said earlier that the moral majority has to stand up and has to bring some, you know, credibility and reason and, you know, some righteousness, if I can say that, to the discussion, because this thing is out of control.
Yes, it is, Bill. And, you know, we need an adult in the room. And right. That young man, Big Sandman, he did behave in a very proper and respectful manner, even though he was being highly disrespected. And this individual, the other Nathan Phillips.
Why would he confront the kids? I mean, he walked across the quad. He purposely confronted the kids. And then afterwards he says, oh, I was fearful. You're fearful. You went right for the kids there. Yeah, you're asking for trouble. You're fortunate that it was these Catholic boys who went there, you know, marching for life. You know, and celebrating godly principles that they had, you know, because there's some, I'll tell you, there's so many other instances where that thing could have got ugly real quick.
Correct. And his drumstick, Phillips' drumstick, came inches from the young boy's face.
Yes.
You know, if that wasn't antagonizing and aggressive.
Oh, it was provocative. It was provocative.
Just terrible. And it's really sad to see that all on the rest of them, the adults behind Phillips and the black group there.
Yes, the black
shouting at them. It's unacceptable. But people need to take a look at that and understand what's really taking place in our country.
Well, again, this is the spiritual issue. This is evil on full display. I mean, there's no other description for it. And what was on display there in that quad area, and thank God that the video was there to demonstrate this. And how disgusting, though, I got to tell you, whether it's celebrities, other people, other pundits, you know, threatening this young man, the kids at the high school, the school had to close down yesterday for the protection of the students because of the threats that were coming upon that school because of this false narrative. I mean, this is absurd. But again, this is lawlessness that is in our country. This is why we say this is a spiritual issue. You know, Maria, when we were on the break, I want to bring the people up to date here. You know, I was looking, you know, trying to get a number of how many citizens have been murdered by illegal immigrants. I think that that's an academic question, is it not?
It is, you know, and when my husband Tim Lee and I met with now former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, we asked him for those statistics, and we were excited, thought maybe we would get the number finally. And you know, we have a list that we've compiled, but again, we don't release it because then, you know, other people will get a hold of the list, and if there's one individual that maybe survived or was not killed by an illegal alien, then the entire project,
the whole thing loses credibility, right?
Exactly. So we asked him for these statistics, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that it was impossible to obtain these stats because the municipalities do not cooperate with the federal government. And it just blew me away. I obviously, there are sanctuary cities and counties and now states that they absolutely refuse to turn in the information.
You see, this is what darkness does. It keeps us in chaos. It keeps us confused as to what's going on. It has been estimated, I will say that every state of the union has been affected. They have lost a citizen within the borders, within the boundaries of their own state. Every state of the union has been affected. That can be said in a general context. But there's been claims of 63,000 Americans being killed by illegal immigrants. And of course, PolitiFact said, well, that's still wrong. Well, what's right? You know, if that's wrong, what is right? I mean, you know, so are we supposed to say zero? Zero have been killed?
Right. That's the left working it, you know, it's lies and made up information and then get us on a certain trail and try to discredit, you know, what we do. But that's why we don't go there anymore. But look, just take a look. Just in November, Carla Provost, who is the Border Patrol chief down there at the border, she said that they had just in November 51,000 apprehensions and another nearly 10,000 in addition to the 51,000. Also were requesting entry at border, at ports of entry.
Claiming
that's
asylum.
Over 60,000. Right. Exactly. Over 60,000 illegals just last month. And this is an invasion. That's just 1 month. And we already allow over 1 million people to arrive in our country legally, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would build that wall, build the wall that was promised to the American people under the Reagan administration. We've had 7 amnesties since then, and we're asked to do it again and look at the situation we're in. And we see these illegal aliens, coming together and rioting and waving their country's flag while burning our flag.
Exactly.
Not individuals we want in our country.
Yeah, build the wall is a dog whistle for the left that just drives them nuts. It's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just explodes their brains. This is really, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it border security, secure our borders. This is what is needed. And, of course, it's not everything. Just like so much of the immigration problem, it's so dynamic and so complex. But because we have said, oh, it's so complex, we've ignored it and kicked the can down the road all these decades, this is why you have the problem you have today with all its complexity, because it's been ignored. And what's happening is we've got a president with enough intestinal fortitude and one who is was serious about keeping his promises to the people that elected him into office. I mean, 63 million people said, you're our guy, go make it happen. And he's making it happen, and the Democrats are there, you know, putting a stick in his folks. And, you know, let's think about this for just a moment, Maria. 63 million votes say he's our guy, okay? Was it 200,000? 200,000 votes for Nancy Pelosi? Something like that in the state of California, by comparison? Something like 200,000 votes she got. 221,000 votes, all right? She is blocking everything. 221,000 votes versus 63 million. Somehow that makes sense in our government. That's how crazy this is.
Right. It is insane. And, you know, we do have to band together because, you know, we have to decide whether this is a lawful nation or a lawless nation. And look, my father came here the right way, as millions have. And so it's not that complex, in my opinion, Bill, because millions have arrived who are now citizens and legal immigrants. And that's what we would stand by. Otherwise, allowing this lawlessness is fundamentally undermining for any law to be enforced.
Yeah, for everybody. It puts everybody in danger. That's the deal. I mean, this is lose-lose all the way around. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project. Maria, as always, thank you so much for, you know, you and your husband and all the hard work you're doing. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you back on. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. God bless.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened, and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign, that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine.
I'll tell you, it's never ending, isn't it? I'll tell you, we're just warming up, too. If, you know, you have a tendency to be a little bit of faint of heart, well, then you've got some rough headwinds ahead, because this is just the beginning. You've seen what's happening. And I'm talking about anybody that's interested in the great American experiment continuing. There are these antithetical forces that have become quite obvious. They happen to be targeted towards Donald Trump, but, you know, Donald Trump represents 63 million of us who voted for him, and, you know, they just don't want him to get a win, and more this is coming out, it's becoming more obvious, whether it's in the whole negotiation or non-negotiation about our government shutdown, and border insecurity as it stands right now. And Lowell Ponte is with us. I want to bring him on here because I want to get his perspective on this. As brilliant as it always is. Lowell, of course, former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest, and author. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad that you remind people of the slogan of, what is it, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Live free or die.
Or die, exactly.
You know, I remember the first time it occurred to me that there is a penitentiary somewhere in New Hampshire where prisoners are making that on license plates.
I love it. Yeah.
So they are seeing every day, live free or die, in their prison cell.
Well, hopefully that whole concept is being, as they pound it out, that it's pounded into their brain and heart and consciousness in such a way that maybe when they get out, they can come in and be stellar examples of what it's like, you know, to pursue freedom. Because we're losing a grip hold, especially in light of what we just saw happen here with Roger Stone. Lowell, that's what I wanted to get your input on. I mean, gosh, America, I mean, we we've got our FBI coming up all warriored up and everything, you know, some 30 members of the FBI with automatic weapons coming in, early morning raid on a white-collar crime, you know, possibly suspect or whatever, and, I mean, is this what America's come down to? I mean, this could happen to you or me.
Even more criminal, as it happened, one news crew there from CNN is covering the event. CNN,
yes.
A left-wing network predisposed to favor the government's point of view,
yes,
against Mr. Trump and those around him. So we're seeing the news media brought in as an active part of the collusion of that political event. It wasn't open to the press. They selected the press that would cover it. And I find that a shocking activity. Of course, the press pander is the topic of my column this week. And the press pander this week came from Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who said, oh, there should be special protection for journalists. If someone attacks a journalist, a working journalist, they should now be guilty of a felony, not a mere misdemeanor.
Wow.
So they wanted to make journalists a privileged class above others, which is kind of amusing that he said working journalists, because A, they don't make that much as working journalists. They may as well be free. B, we live in an age where every grandmother can be more of a reporter than the old press barons who it used to be said of them, you never pick a fight with somebody who buys ink by the barrel.
Yes.
But now you don't need to buy ink. One grandmother with a cell phone or a laptop can do news covering for the world. And what we don't want with Governor Cuomo is the politicians who are supposed to be watched by politicians. I know that the press today acts as a lapdog rather than a watchdog over our Democrat politicians. But nevertheless, we don't want those politicians deciding who is considered a journalist officially and who isn't.
Exactly.
And that's what this new law would mean. It would mean, in effect, journalists are licensed in some sense by the government. And it allows then the media itself to say, well, we are approved journalists, and those people who are critical of us and our politicians, they are not journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, everything they say is fake news. No, we don't want that to happen. We want
right.
everyone in America able to be a journalist.
Well, not to mention, Lowell, is that if the government gives them credentials, then it has the ability to take it away, right?
Absolutely. And that, of course, puts pressure on them to continue reporting in the correct way.
Of course. I mean, we've already got climate scientists doing that and academics, you know. I guess why not let it extend to the journalistic profession as well?
Yeah, well, we've had CBS anchor Scott Pelley, NBC political director Chuck Todd, saying they simply will not interview any climate skeptic of the doomsaying.
Right.
They will only interview the doomsayers, which is interesting because who are they rejecting? Among others, they're rejecting the chief, the former atmospheric top scientist at MIT.
Mm-hmm.
He is a climate skeptic.
Right.
And yet, lo and behold, they won't interview him. They'd rather go out and interview some wacky environmentalist who claims that a day's warm weather is proof of global warming. No, boys and girls, there has to be 30 years of warming weather to call it a climate change.
Well, Lowell, and they're already admitting math errors here now. And so, you know, what does that tell you?
Well, if you want to understand what they're doing, my God, they have been caught. They, meaning credentialed climate scientists, in the ClimateGate controversy, emailing one another confidentially, thinking no one else would ever see it, in which they're boasting of how they had been able to manipulate data to hide the decline that was actually measured in global temperature. I mean, they're caught being anti-scientists, deliberately faking science, and yet they're the ones who were glorified by so-called reputable reporters like Chuck Todd.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, Lowell, I got to tell you this, and I was real concerned about this. I was at a church in Oceanside,
This is a couple of months ago. And they, the Catholic Church came out and made this big deal, you know, based on, you know, one of the recent commentaries from the Pope, that they were really going to be at the forefront of, you know, this whole, you know, this whole discussion about climate change and global warming and everything. And I went to the priest afterwards and I challenged him. I said, look it. Please, I mean, because his sermon was loaded with anecdotal, you know, misfacts and what have you, and the general consensus that what his number is, it 75 or 95 scientists agree, you know, that old thing that's just been, you know, blown away because the scientists that were supposedly there, they all came out in record numbers saying, I never agreed to that. What are they talking about? But, you know, meanwhile, the president of the Sierra Club continues to, you know, shout out that mantra like as if that's gospel. Of course,
I mean, you say the Sierra Club because a few years ago they had an internal debate in the Sierra Club. Half of the people there stood up and said, our goal is to defend the environment. This flood of illegal aliens across our border is wrecking the environment in California and the Southwest. We should therefore oppose it. The other half, of course, said, no, no, no. This is guaranteeing the future power of the Democratic Party. That is much more important than actually protecting the environment. In other words, they openly said they were watermelons, green on the outside but red on the inside. They preferred to support left-wing politics to supporting the environment. And I found that very interesting.
Well, and see, and this is the whole problem. You know, when you're perpetrating a lie like this, you got to understand there are some people that are going to be critical thinkers. And this is my call, you know, this week, and my focus is that America needs to embrace its critical thinking DNA. We've checked out, Lowell. We're not asking the questions. We are allowing 8-second sound bites and the prejudiced media to tell us what we're supposed to believe and how we're supposed to walk and chew gum.
Oh, and you're only seeing the beginning of this.
Yes.
You know, in China, they have already created the definitive model for a future cashless world. They're going cashless in China as they are in the U.S., in Europe, and so on. The only difference is they are doing it by something that frightened even George Soros, that is working out a social judgment of people, a social grade you will be given through artificial intelligence if you're Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're anti-government, if you're critical of the government in any way, you will suddenly get a very low score, and that score can do terrible things to your life.
Exactly. Well, the noose is tightening up. Even here in America, as you say, the signs are there, whether you can see them or not. Just consider what Google is doing and Facebook and the other social media outlets that we've surrendered our privacy to for the sake of convenience. More from Lowell Ponte after this. Stay with us just about 18 before the top of the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Let me tell you, with all the craziness that's been going on, the passage of that Reproductive Right Act in New York, I'll tell you, it really demands that those of us who are in the light to stand in the light, you know, for the silent majority to speak up against the insanity, critical thinking to come back into the marketplace. It has been squashed in the hallways of academia. You cannot ask questions if you are antithetical to the cultural momentum. Then God forbid, you know, what next, Lopanti? Are progressives out buying a bunch of brown shirts to fit on people now? Is that what this is coming down to?
Apparently so. But when you mention Governor Cuomo and his happily approved abortion bill, on the one hand, that same weekend, he endorsed the idea of ending the death penalty for anyone. In other words, if you're a mass murderer, he will not commit the death penalty against you in New York State. He's just utterly opposed to it. But at the same time, this law said a baby could be aborted up to 1 minute before giving birth naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is not permitted in any European country, by the way.
Right.
They love to compare this to Europe and how advanced it is. Most European countries don't allow abortion after the first trimester. The left doesn't mention that much. But no. Even worse, there have been cases where the abortionist's hand slips and the baby actually slips out of the mother and is born alive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then? It turns out that Cuomo's law, passed by the Senate in New York, would allow the doctor, or even the non-doctor, then to kill the baby.
Exactly. Well, Kermit Gosnell, that's what he did. So basically what they did is fulfill what Kermit Gosnell said. He says, look, I'm innocent. It's just a matter of time before you realize that. Well, this is a giant step in that direction. And what they did is basically exonerate Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah, and they've glorified Planned Parenthood as well.
Oh, yeah.
Why Planned Parenthood receives taxpayer dollars when it's committing a third of a million abortions a year? Mm-hmm. That is not supposed to be done with the help, direct or indirect, of U.S. taxpayer dollars. And yet, a good many Republicans as well as Democrats just endorse it because they feel it would cause so much consternation. By the way,
hey, we can't even argue over a wall of immigration. You think we can deal with the truth of abortion law?
Well, the interesting thing is that flood of immigration at present, who does it hurt most? It hurts African Americans.
Sure, exactly.
And the same, because they're at the bottom of the job ladder in many cases, and they're competing with cheap, low-value labor from Latin America. In the same way, who is the chief beneficiary, do we want to call it that way, of abortion? African Americans make up 12.5% of the population of the U.S., but they account for 25% of all abortions.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember the progressives, early in the 20th century, were the big promoters of the eugenics movement,
mm-hmm.
of killing inferior people to get them out of the gene pool. It was later taken over by Hitler and became something you didn't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But deep in their hearts, progressives still favor eugenics. They still want to kill off certain groups of people. It happens now to be white males.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also, with a wide-open abortion policy, they're disproportionately killing blacks 2-to-1.
And then Hispanics not that far behind either, Lowell.
No, who's going to applaud abortion? Also, it's interesting to see women's marches in favor of abortion when, if you look at China and their one-child policy and so on, who does abortion kill? It disproportionately overwhelmingly kills baby girls.
Yes, exactly.
Because boys are considered a more desirable baby to have in many cultures like China's. And so do you want to glorify a policy that systematically singles out girls for extermination?
Mm-hmm. All in the name of their reproductive right. And you tell me what right, what legitimate right can anybody have at the expense of somebody else's death?
Well, if you don't want to have a baby that you have done something to conceive, now I suppose you can make a case for rape or incest or the life of the mother.
Which is about 1% of the abortions that take place.
1% or less. In fact, Roe in Roe versus Wade originally said she was gang raped.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, after she became a convert to Christianity, acknowledged that had simply been a lie.
Mm-hmm.
She had not been gang raped. She just gotten pregnant.
Right. Well, and of course, that baby wasn't aborted either, Lowell, right?
Right. Put the baby up for abortion.
Well, adoption.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, for adoption, right.
Let the baby live even if you don't want to live with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I was really touched the other day. I spoke with Abby Johnson, you know, the infamous former clinic director with Planned Parenthood, who is now converted to be pro-life and is quite the spokesman for the pro-life movement. In fact, she was in San Francisco over the weekend for the Walk for Life there. And the movie, as it was being produced, one of the stars was being interviewed, and she happened to call her mother. And she said she went to do this movie because Hollywood being what it is, as you can understand, not much into pro-abortion. You just ask Dean Cain what kind of problems he's had ever since, he starred in the Kermit Gosnell movie. But so she's kept it on the down low. But while on break, she called her mother. And they got into a conversation, and she was not aware of this. She says, well, I want you to know, when I was 19, I was on the abortion table. And she said, I've never shared this with you. I had already had one abortion, but at 19, I was pregnant with you. She's telling her daughter, who is an actress who stars in, is one of the stars in the movie, Unplanned. And Lowell, you could see this young actress, how this affected her. You know, the truth affected her that she was seconds away from being aborted. And by the grace of God, her mother changed her mind. And here she was, 20-some years later, telling her daughter of the story about how close she almost, she almost became a statistic.
It reminds one of Ronald Reagan's observation that the only people who advocate for abortion have already been born.
Yes, go figure, right?
Yeah, so there's a certain bias there. Who speaks for the baby?
Yes.
Who speaks for the little tiny human being?
Mm-hmm.
who is entirely viable at near birth. And it's just shocking that we have gone back to the days of Moloch and the idea of sacrificing children to pagan gods, in this case the pagan god of
Moloch, yeah.
Well, like, right. God only knows what it is.
Yeah. Well, but here it is. All you know, we are honoring the god of convenience. I mean, it's inconvenient for me to have a child. You know, I had the wrong hookup. It was the wrong guy. He's not the guy I thought he was. Whatever reason. And but more than anything else, it's just out of convenience. And the Planned Parenthood counselors are there to say, well, you know, really, you're too young. All these other reasons. Now just get on the table. Let's get this thing over with. And you hear the anecdotal stories of these young girls and what they go through, and you have other women marching the streets talking about reproductive rights and protecting these women's choices, who afterwards are left psychologically damaged. And Lowell, that I tell you, to this day when I talk to them, will tell me how old their child would have been. And more and more there are men, the fathers, who have been responsible and part and parcel of this whole process as well, who are waking up in the middle of the night and realizing that they have participated in the murder of their very own child. And their hearts are breaking. And I think that's...
And what we should add, too, is remember, the United States used to have very good fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the fertility rate in the United States is about 1.84 and falling.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, is we're seeing the same thing in Europe, is that we are not reproducing enough population to even stay where we are.
Right.
Our population is now falling. This is the mark of a culture committing suicide by doing that.
Well, God will not be God will not be mocked.
We're babies.
Yeah, we're reaping what we've sown. I mean, you know, statisticians will tell you, you know better than I do, Lowell, on this number, is that with 60 million babies, we've annihilated an entire labor force. Curiously, we find ourselves at a point in our life where we say, hey, we got more jobs than people.
And ironically, in the United, well, my God, look what they're doing in China. They had a one-child policy. Or if parents were going to have a girl baby, they would abort it.
Yes.
And wait until they got a boy. As a result, China has 32 million more males than females. And there's a severely distorted society because of that.
Who are they going to marry, Lowell? What's going to happen? I mean, we know historically...
Well, what happened in Islam. Islam imposed a policy that you could marry four women if you were a wealthy, successful man.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you treated them equally, you would have four wives.
Boy.
Well, what happened to all the men who didn't get one of those four wives or were giving birth to roughly the same number of males and females?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is those men would be told, you have to go conquer that city over the hill that we don't rule yet, and you can get a wife there.
Wow.
So it goaded conquest, and I may be doing the same thing in communist China today. But again, cultures are committing suicide by endorsing abortion. And by the way, liberal states that make abortion easy and cheap and pay for it, they're killing themselves in electoral count in having the number of congressmen they have.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's a whole other discussion. And you and I, you know, as always.
Oh, I almost forgot our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. You can get
15 seconds. Free. Go ahead. I'll let you wrap this up. You can tell everybody how they can get their hands on it free. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can get a copy of our latest book absolutely free. 800-630-1492. The year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We'll pay the postage and everything. 800-630-1492.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that...